First Chronicles chapter 8 verse 1 through verse 40. Now Benjamin begat Bela his firstborn, Ashbel the second, and Ahara the third, Nohah the fourth, and Rapha the fifth. And the sons of Bela were, Adar, and Jerah, and Abihud, and Abishua, and Naaman, and Ahoah, and Jerah, and Shepuphan, and Huram. And these are the sons of Ehud. These are the heads of the fathers of the inhabitants of Geba, and they removed them to Manahath, and Naaman, and Ahiah, and Jerah, he removed them, and begat Azza, and Ahihud. And Shaharaim begat children in the country of Moab, after he had sent them away. Husham and Bara were his wives. And he begat of Hodesh his wife, Jobiab, and Zibiah, and Mesha, and Malchim, and Jews, and Shesha, and Mirma. These were his sons, heads of the fathers. And of Husham he begat Abitub, and Elpal. The sons of Elpal, Eber, and Misham, and Shamed, who built Ono, and Lod, with the towns thereof. Beriah also, and Shema, who were heads of the fathers of the inhabitants of Ajalon, who drove away the inhabitants of Gath. And Ahio, Shashak, and Jeremoth. And Zebediah, and Arad, and Ader. And Michael, and Ispa, and Joha, the sons of Beriah. And Zebediah, and Meshullam, and Hazeki, and Eber. Ishmerai also, and Jezliah, and Jobiab, the sons of Elpal. And Jachim, and Zikri, and Zabdi. And Elinai, and Zilthai, and Eliel. And Adiah, and Beriah, and Shimrith, the sons of Shimi. And Ishpan, and Eber, and Eliel. And Abdon, and Zikri, and Hanan. And Hananiah, and Elam, and Antithijah. And Iphidiah, and Penuel, the sons of Shashak. And Shamsherai, and Shehariah, and Athaliah. And Jerusiah, and Aliah, and Zikri, the sons of Jeroham. These were heads of the fathers, by their generations, chief men. These dwelt in Jerusalem. And at Gibeon dwelt the father of Gibeon, whose wife's name was Maacah, and his firstborn son Abdon, and Zur, and Kish, and Baal, and Nadab, and Gedor, and Ahio, and Sachar. And Mikloth begat Shemaiah. And these also dwelt with their brethren in Jerusalem, over against them. And Ner begat Kish, and Kish begat Saul, and Saul begat Jonathan, and Malchishua, and Abinadab, and Eshbal. And the son of Jonathan was Merib-Baal, and Merib-Baal begat Micah. And the sons of Micah were, Pithon, and Melech, and Tereah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begat Jehoiada, and Jehoiada begat Alemeth, and Asmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri begat Moza, and Moza begat Biniah. Rapha was his son, Elisa his son, Azel his son. And Azel had six sons, whose names are these, Azricam, Bocheru, and Ishmael, and Shariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Azel. And the sons of Eshek his brother were, Ulam his firstborn, Jehish the second, and Eliphelet the third. And the sons of Ulam were mighty men of valor, archers, and had many sons, and sons' sons, and 150. All these are of the sons of Benjamin. Acts chapter 19 verse 1 through verse 20. And it came to pass, that, while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul having passed through the upper coasts came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, Unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, Unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people, that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues, and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. And he went into the synagogue, and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when divers were hardened, and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them, and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul the first know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leapt on them, and overcame them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many that believed came, and confessed, and showed their deeds. Many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together, and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them, and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed.